a tackle, and that's a foot race being chased and pushed out of bounds. He did not get pushed out of bounds. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, New England.
A tough one for the Broncos as they fall to 3-6 on the season. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. John, you're one of the most competitive people in this business. I know that this stretch has got to be tough for you. And from your perspective, as both in the front office and as a former player, what does it take to just get at it? Does it take just one win to just change the whole atmosphere?
Yeah, well, that would help. There's no question. I think that, you know, for us to be competitive and that be in a football game in the fourth quarter, we haven't been in a football game in the fourth quarter for a while. And I think that's, you know, step number one. If we could get a win, it'd even be better. But we got to figure out how to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, especially early in the football game, getting way behind. And so, I mean, you know, that's the hardest thing is not the fact that we're losing, which is hard enough, but the fact is that we're not competitive because of what we're doing to ourselves. We're not, and obviously we played some good football teams, but you can't turn the football over like we have.
It seems like some of the mistakes start to snowball, right?
They snowball, and that's where we, you know, everyone starts going, and I'm sure the fans are doing, okay, you know, here we go again, which, you know, that's got to stop. You're going to make mistakes. We're not going to be perfect, but you know, for us to stay competitive and stay in a football game and get into the fourth quarter to where we have a chance to win is step number one.
Offense and defense get so much attention on them, but the other night special teams led to 24 points. How important is it? All three phases you got to be solid.
You know, that's the thing about special teams. It's always silent. There's always three phases, but you don't hear, you know, the only time you really think about special teams is when you don't play well on them. And like the other night when we have the block punt, the return, and the fumble. So it came right to the forefront. And, you know, you go into a football game, if you don't win at least two out of the three phases, you're not gonna win the football game. So, you know, special team is something that is necessary, and you got to be good at it, and you got to make sure you're paying attention to it. And, again, it goes back to the devils of the details and making sure you're doing everything right. And, again, it showed up as another – way to lose a football game the other night. So hopefully this week we'll get that fixed and not have any more issues with that.
Well, when we come back here on LA Access, we'll talk about some of the positives, including a big weekend for the organization off the field.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
By two of the set, Osweiler's in the gun. Play fake. Protection is good. Osweiler dances around, throws the ball behind Demaryius Thomas, who just makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver!
Back here on Elway Access, John, Brock Osweiler will get his third start this weekend coming up against the Bengals. How have you seen him improve week to week?
You know, he's done a good job, and I think that, you know, he's done what we've asked. He's done a good job preparing, and I think, you know, offensively, we moved the football and did a good job. We didn't, obviously, we struggled to get into the red zone. Which again is, you know, paying attention to details and doing the right thing, because it's so hard once you get in there. Everything is so much more condensed. You have to play that much better. So struggled down there, but, you know, had success. He did a good job with the line of scrimmage, got us some good plays. And I think, you know, leadership-wise, he's doing a lot of good things on the offensive side. So we made a step forward offensively. It's not what we need. We need to get better there. But, you know, that was one positive coming out of the game, is that we played a little bit better there.
And this weekend also, Ring of Fame weekend. We're going to have a bunch of alumni back in town, and TD will get his Hall of Fame ring. Do you remember what it was like when you got yours?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's kind of the last stage of a year of once you get elected to the Hall of Fame. And so, and it's always probably the most special one, because you get to come back in front of the home stands and for one last time to, you know, get your ring. And so, I mean, it's a special time. It'll be great seeing TD coming back, as well as Tom Jackson, all the guys coming back. We don't get to see each other very often. And so it's always a good weekend when everyone comes back.
Get the whole band together, right?
There you go. That's right. Remember the good times.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, John, thank you very much. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been LA Access.